Iman bil ghaib is a very deep word, and it is only the Holy Quran which has coined this term. Never in any religion before Islam or even after Islam the word Iman bil ghaib was used, and it has a very distinct meaning and a very wide application. So instead, this is the beauty of the Holy Quran, and you people generally don't notice why suddenly something has happened which should have shaken them up, because something completely new has been revealed. Instead of saying Allazina yuminuna billahi, the first thing it mentioned, Allazina yuminuna bil ghaib. And ghaib covers a very wide field. But they believe in ghaib not without a reason. That is a different thing altogether. When the Holy Quran goes on to explain why these people believe in ghaib, it completely, positively mentions so cogent reasons, so strong reasons for believing in ghaib, that their ghaib becomes hazir. It is so obvious that it no longer becomes a ghaib to them. So it later on, after you are educated in Islamic way of thinking, and you gain experience, a very interesting thing happens, a transformation takes place. The ghaib, which was to begin with a ghaib for everybody, becomes a hazir for the mu'min and remains a ghaib for those who do not believe. This is the process which is attained through reasoning, not without reasoning. So قَدْ تَبَيَّنُ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ explains the same phenomena. To further understand this, I'll point out to another term of the Holy Quran which should raise questions in the ordinary minds, but you have taken it for granted, so you never question this. Why should a person who is martyred in the way of Allah be called shaheed? Shaheed means the one who bears witness. So what has he witnessed? I mean, apparently it has no relationship with dying in the cause of Allah. But when you understand this phenomena of ghaib turning into hazir, then it is understood why this fantastic term was used by the Holy Quran. And that also explains that no human being could have invented this book, which is impossible for man to reach in meaning and everything. Now the word shaheed means a person who has witnessed a ghaib of the life after death. Witnessed to a degree that he is abandoning the presence and preferring the ghaib. Unless it had become surer to him than the present, he could never have bartered the present for the unknown. So only a shaheed could do it, who was seeing it before him. Beyond that barrier of death, he was not seeing nothingness. He was seeing a positive life. Otherwise, he could simply not have bartered his present life. So this is the terminology of the Holy Quran. If you understand it, then no such questions or doubts arise at all. You follow it, I hope? Yes, please.